5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to subscribe to our channel at Rumble to get our latest video content. You can also find it at our website. But better yet, download our free mobile app, which bypasses all the gatekeepers of social media. Tell you how to get that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, mass formation psychosis. Mass formation psychosis. This is a phrase that is trending, has gone viral on social media over the past few days, thanks to Joe Rogan, stand-up comic, podcast host, MMA enthusiast, most popular podcaster in the world right now. He did an interview just a few days ago with Dr. Robert Malone, one of the inventors of mRNA vaccine technology. Dr. Malone has been critical of the way governments are handling the vaccine mandates around the country. Well, Rogan's podcast interview, because it challenged the official narrative, was yanked from YouTube, but it's gone viral anyway, thanks in part to Rogan's 8 million Twitter followers. He's got 11.5 million followers or subscribers on YouTube. He's got 8.6 million followers on the new social media platform, Getter, which he joined just a couple of days ago because he's concerned that Twitter might yank him offline. 8.6 million followers in just a matter of days. That's remarkable. And the major media is sitting up and taking notice. I'm on Getter. I've been there since they launched. I've got 8,599,850 subscribers to go at Getter to catch up to Rogan, but I digress. Anyway, the phrase mass formation psychosis, Dr. Malone used that to describe the technique being employed by governments around the world to manipulate the world's population into remaining in a constant state of hysterical anxiety over the SARS-2 virus. The same way, according to Dr. Malone, the educated, technologically advanced German society, the German people of the 1920s and 1930s, were manipulated into accepting a government that, to those of us looking backward now with almost 100 years of history, is almost mind-boggling. How did they fall for the lies of the National Socialist Party? We're seeing history repeat itself. Corporate media is dismissing this as the ravings of a conspiracy-minded loon, but when you look at Dr. Malone's CV, his credentials, that just doesn't hold up. And his comments are actually in the context of authorities in the United Kingdom admitting to using totalitarian methods, their words, and mind control, their words, to instill fear in the population. And in Canada, the military admitting to launching a psychological operations, a PSYOPs. I guess the new term now is MISO, Military Intelligence Support Operation, which sounds a little more friendly than psychological operation, to manipulate the people of Canada into accepting COVID-19 mandates and restrictions. Journalist Laura Dodsworth, writing in the London Telegraph, revealed that scientists in the UK advising the government admitted using what they now admit to be unethical and totalitarian methods of instilling fear in the population to control their behavior during the pandemic. The report quotes a briefing from March of 2020 as the first lockdowns were decreed that stated the government should drastically increase the perceived level of personal threat posed by the virus because, quote, a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened, end quote. This is documented. The London Telegraph is not a right-wing anti-vax conspiracy website. And in Canada, we reported on this last fall, the Ottawa Citizen last September reported, quote, Canadian military leaders saw the pandemic as a unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on an unsuspecting public, end quote. Again, mainstream corporate media, not right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theorist websites. So for Dr. Malone to make this statement and then have it yanked by YouTube because it's misinformation. No, I'm sorry. YouTube is now the purveyor of misinformation. I just had a podcast, my own personal podcast, an episode yanked off of YouTube because we dared mention the subject one must not discuss. And frankly, this is why you will never see 5 and 10 back on YouTube. Other Skywatch TV programs, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, Simply His, Return to Eden, those are being pushed back out onto YouTube because it is Mars Hill. This program, just because we ask questions, certainly not even as much as Joe Rogan does, but we'll never get back on YouTube for that reason. And the fact is, we just don't have 8.5 million subscribers. Anyway, here's the bottom line. If things really worked the way they said they worked. They wouldn't need to propagandize. Topic number four, China Evergrande. Chinese media reporting over the weekend that China's largest real estate developers, or one of them anyway, ordered by the government of China to demolish 39 buildings at its new tropical resort under construction on an island off the coast of southern China. This part of a development that has cost Evergrande about $13 billion over the last 6 years. The company's stock trading was suspended on Monday. It did resume on Tuesday, but obligations, the liabilities of Evergrande total about 2% of China's gross domestic product. That's about $300 billion. It still remains to be seen whether the unwinding of Evergrande's debts will result in a controlled demolition or the collapse similar, a collapse similar to the 2008 Lehman Brothers collapse here in the United States that triggered a global economic crisis. Topic number three, 5G is go. Chief executives of AT&T and Verizon said they will not delay rolling out 5G service over aviation safety concerns raised by the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and the FAA Administrator, Steve Dixon. They asked last Friday if they could delay rolling out 5G by a couple of weeks over concerns that it might interfere with the radio altimeters in planes. My question is, two questions. Number one, why doesn't the federal government have the authority to say, don't do this? And secondly, they only noticed the potential problems now, like 5 days before they were supposed to start the service? Topic number two, exotheology. NASA has hired 24 theologians to examine how humanity and specifically religious people might react to the discovery of alien life. Like preparing us for some big announcement, perhaps. Reverend Dr. Andrew Davison from the University of Cambridge was one of those 24. He's got an upcoming book called Astrobiology and Christian Doctrine. It'll come out later this year. Reportedly covers the joint spiritual explanation conducted by the Center for Theological Inquiry and NASA. Here's the bottom line. If we Christians properly understand what it means when the Bible tells us that God created man in his image, then we would have no problem with the theoretical existence of extraterrestrial life. Now, for the record, I don't believe aliens exist. There is no firm evidence that that is true. But being made in God's image does not mean that God is an anthropoid, a biped standing about 6 feet tall. What it means is we are his image bearers. We are his moral agents here on Earth. And that does not change even if a legitimate extraterrestrial were to land on the White House lawn. Problem solved in less than a minute, and NASA spent a bunch of money on theologians to write academic papers. Well, coming up, Skywatch documentaries, cutting-edge information for as little as $3. Tell you how to get those, how to get samples of my book, my brand-new book for free, and some good news on New Year's Eve thanks to COVID. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, good COVID news from France. Hundreds of empty parked cars were spared going up in flames on New Year's Eve because of COVID-19. The French media reporting that only 874 cars were burned on New Year's Eve. Apparently, over the last 20 years, this has become an annual tradition in France. But the number of cars burned has declined. This was quite a drop from 2019, the last year for which statistics were available because, you know, COVID. In 2019, 1,316 vehicles went up in flames, according to France's interior minister. Again, only 874 New Year's Eve 2022. According to the interior minister, fewer arson attacks occurred because of an enormous police presence on city streets across the country on New Year's Eve. Here's the funny thing, though. The police weren't out there to enforce the law and prevent cars from being set on fire. They were there to enforce restrictions on public gatherings and the wearing of face masks because of COVID. And because of that, only 874 cars were burned in France. Thanks, COVID. Some good news from the pandemic. Well, Skywatch Films, a new division of Skywatch TV, creating and offering cutting-edge documentaries on topics that most Christian ministries don't touch, like the UFO phenomenon, the existence of aliens. That's The Great Delusion, a new documentary from Josh Peck, who we can now officially call an award-winning documentarian. He's the producer of Silent Cry, which won the Gold Telly Award at the 2021 Telly Awards, the highest award offered by that organization. You can see those for as little as $2.95 for a seven-day rental. Also available, The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's cutting-edge documentary on the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. Belly of the Beast, the Fall Brothers film that covers that topic as well. Also, Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here, documentary exploring the transhumanist movement and its goals. And our two travelogumentaries, Sharon's and my tours through the Holy Land, showing you ground zero in this supernatural war in which we're all deployed. All of these available for as little as just $3. You can also purchase unlimited access. You can find out more online at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis back to discuss Marxism and its demonic origins. I mean, literally demonic origins. Karl Marx was not a good man. Now, none of us are righteous, no, not one, according to Scripture, but Marx embraced the dark side, and Colonel McGinnis talks about that with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule, as always, is posted online. If you're looking for a channel, a network, a date, a time to watch our over-the-air broadcasts, you'll find it at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you have Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app to those set-top boxes, and we will broadcast for you whenever you click your remote. Or just add our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Not only gets you important news the mainstream media wants you to miss, calendar of our upcoming events, and free excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We're rolling those out 3 a week chapter-length excerpts, 3 per week, to our mobile app and to the website through February, when the programs on SkyWatch TV about the book will be broadcast. So by the time that those shows air, you'll have read most of the book for free. So try before you buy. Download our free mobile app. You'll find links to the app stores for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got links to those apps at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says SkyWatch TV app. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.